If you think a successful photo shoot starts when you pick up your camera, think again. The magic happens before the session even begins. From scouting the perfect location to making sure your gear is ready to roll, prepping ahead of time can make or break your session. Today, we're diving into our full pre-session workflow, how we choose locations, help clients with outfits, get our gear in check, and pack like pros. Whether you're a seasoned photographer or just getting started, these tips will help you show up confident, prepared, and ready to create stunning images. So let's get to it.
Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit.
The reason why preparation matters is because it saves time, it reduces your stress, and it ensures a smooth session for both you and your client. And so first of all, we're going to talk about location scouting. Sarah and I both like to see our locations ahead of time, if at all possible, and ideally at the same time we're going to shoot, if at all possible, just because, I mean, you know, if there's a mountain, the sun is going to be different, right? I mean, there's so many factors that can change it. And you have to scout sometimes, I feel like.
Right, right. You have to know when the lighting is going to be at its best. For me, I like to scout during the time that I'm actually going to do the session. So if I'm unsure and I'm not sure if there's a mountain there or if there's trees there or if the light's going to be filtered, I will physically visit that location at the time that I'm going to do that session. I don't know if you do that or not. And for you too, I would like to know, how do you scout your locations when you're doing destination sessions? Because that is intriguing to me. Like, how do you know your locations and the lighting, the timing of it?
Well, if I can, I do like we would do back home and go exactly when we're going to shoot the session. Now, that doesn't always work when you're on a travel session. You're limited on time. So I will go out there and I use my Sun Surveyor app.
Oh, yeah.
I will point it to, like, let's say where I would have them stand, and it'll show me where the sun's going to be. And looking at that, if I'm looking at the mountain, I can tell when it's going to go peak over the mountain, because it could change it by an hour and a half, you know, truly.
Right.
I use that. Sometimes I'll use Google Maps to see things. I'm trying to think what else I use. Just like the regular weather one, just to see when sunset will be in general. I mean, you know, right, kind of the ones we use back home as well. But I would say that's my best friend when I'm traveling, for sure.
Yeah. And so what's the name of your app?
I think it's Sun Surveyor. I better double check though.
No, mine is Sun Seeker, which I think are virtually the exact same kind of app. I use this app all the time. I don't know about you, but I know in my app, I can do an actual live view. So my camera turns on. You can physically see where your client is going to be standing. You can see if the sun's going to be at their back, where the sun's going to be. Is it going to be behind the trees? Is it going to be behind the mountains? Like, it physically shows you the path of the sun, which is phenomenal. And I will go, you know, if you're going to go a couple of days beforehand, I will actually take a picture of where the sun's going to be at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, so I can exactly see where I can have my senior stand. If you do not have these apps, download it. I think mine was like maybe $20.
I've got mine so long ago, I don't remember.
But yeah, I don't either.
It's minimal.
Yeah, it's very minimal. And it will tell you sun up, sun down.
Blue hour.
Yep, it'll tell you about blue hour. I can also put in, I know on mine, the Sun Seeker app, I can put an address in and it'll take me right to that address. And then it'll show me the actual rays, the direction of the rays. And as you scroll through the time of the day, it'll change the directions of the rays so that you can see whether or not, if you're going to, you know, place your subject behind a building, which way the sun is coming, so that it'll be blocked. I mean, it is It's phenomenal. So if you don't have an app like this on your phone, that is your first call to action, is to go get some kind of app like Sunseeker, or yours is Sun Surveyor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sun Surveyor. They're available out there, and pay the fee because it is so worth it. Mm-hmm. I use Google Maps a lot, like you said, because lighting is key. Lighting's king. I mean, you want to know where your light's going to be.
I also use, is it AllTrails, I think? That is more for like parking and stuff, or people will leave little reviews and little tips about things, especially when I'm, well, it's only when I travel that I actually use it, but that's a helpful little app to use, I feel like.
Right. And when we're looking, I mean, let's just talk a little bit about location scouting, because I'm even going to take it a step further, because I don't know. I mean, a lot of your seasoned pro photographers know what to look for when location scouting. Let's talk a little bit about what, I mean, maybe there's some photographers out there that don't know what to look for. So what is it that you're looking for? I want to see, I mean, you and I are, I think, looking for the same thing, but what is it you're looking for when you're location scouting?
Oh man, a lot of things. If it's out of town, I'm like, can we park? That is huge. You and I both have been to Sedona, and we went to, was it Cathedral Rock? Did you go to that one?
Bell Rock.
Okay. I went to Cathedral Rock too. And there is very, very limited parking. In fact, I think they had a shuttle bus for part of it, mm-hmm. but knowing that, we knew that we wanted to go even closer to sunset than we typically would. And I mean, I think just factoring that in and talk to people that live there or have gone there, because Sarah and I have learned that too, like getting tips from other photographers helps a lot too. Like, hey, there, it's going to, you can see that there is a parking lot there, but if you are half a mile back, there's another spot that no one ever parks in. I mean, just knowing those little things,
right,
saves you the headache of that. Also, always go way earlier, because you could have to walk in a mile, or, you know, things you're not anticipating. Like back home, you literally get out of your car and it's right there. But when you're traveling, that is not the scenario. At least that's what I have found.
Right.
No. And then I'm looking like, is there a ton of trees, like, or a ton of green? Like, am I going to have a lot of color casting in this location? Or is there going to be like a natural reflection from some rocks? What am I missing, Sarah? I know I'm missing a lot.
I know I like to scout locations. So I know I like to tell my clients what to wear.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. When I'm scouting a location, I will physically know, okay, I kind of map out what we're going to do in that location. Like, if there's rocks, okay, we're going to sit on the rocks. If there's these trees, we're going to use these trees. If there's a stream, we're going to use this stream. If there's a bridge, we're going to go over here and stand by the, like, I'm physically mapping out what we're going to do while we're at that location too, depending on the sun. And it all depends, you know, is the sun going to be bright in this location, or is it going to be shadowed over here? So if it's going to be shadowed over here, we're going to start here. And then the sun's going to dip down. We're going to move over here where the sun was bright. Like, I'm mapping out that location, what we're all going to do there, all the different poses we can do, all the different variations we're going to get. And then at what time are we going to do all of this? And yes, when I'm looking at a location, I will pick where we're going to meet, what time we're going to meet. I can drop a pin to the mom on Google Maps saying, okay, meet me in this parking lot. And then I know what my senior is going to be wearing. So we're going to go to all these different locations. We're going to get all this variety. So that's what I'm looking for when I'm scouting, place to meet up, just making it easier for your clients. So when they get there, they're not questioning, okay, where's my photographer at? What kind of car does she drive? What parking lot are we meeting in? There's three different parking lots in this park. Which one are we meeting at? Just making it easy on that client is what I'm looking for when I'm scouting too. Not only light, but client-wise and what I need to pack to make sure I'm prepared for this session.
Yeah. When we travel, we typically do the downtown first, because we can use buildings for shade. And then we'll do where, if we need like full sun, you know, like the soft light, that's the last thing we use. And you're right. Like, if you're going to shoot in a stream, you're thinking about, okay, what do I want them wearing? Because you don't want them in a pair of jeans if they have like a short skirt dress. That would make more sense to have them in that, where they can kick and get their legs wet.
Making sure you got water shoes. I mean, if you're going to be in the water, make sure you got water shoes, make sure you got a towel to wipe your feet off so you can slip them back into your sandals. Just simple things as a photographer that you should be thinking about that maybe mom's not. So let's talk about the other thing that I know you and I both prep for, and that is outfits and client communication. That's that client experience that you and I like to offer our clients. And I know you and I both ask for outfits to be either, give us an idea of what you're going to be wearing a couple weeks out. One, like I said, when you're on location, you can kind of start mapping out what they're going to wear at what location, because you know what's going to look good in what type of scenario, right?
Yeah. And not only that is you make them try it on. I mean, so many people want to wait till the day of. Well, we have found that some things don't fit. And then you have a little bit of time to find a new outfit or maybe even enough time to send it back and get a different size. We make them try everything on so that they know, how does it feel? Like, maybe you don't like the way it feels. Maybe it fits, but you don't like the way it feels or even look different on the model, you know, right. That forces them to try on the clothes and be ready for the session.
Right.
And then once we see the clothes, like Sarah said, we'll figure out, okay, what location goes with that outfit? You know, like mm-hmm. if they have high heels, Sarah and I feel the same way. They're going to do that in the urban location, not in a field.
And it also gives you an opportunity to talk about, okay, yeah, make sure you try your stuff on. Two, get the tags off of it, get it ironed. If you've got shoes, get your shoes cleaned up, like all the things to help them prep for their session,
every little bit helps. And it smoother, like for the girls, I like to tell them to use one of those, like, is an organza little bag or even like a plastic bag, put your jewelry for that specific outfit, just hook it onto the hanger when you hang it in the car. I also tell them, which we've talked about in the other episodes, wear your favorite outfit as your third or fourth outfit, because then you're comfortable with us and those are gonna be your best pictures. So if that's your favorite outfit, that's what you want your best pictures in.
Yeah.
What other tips do we do, Sarah? I'm trying to think what else.
I ask my seniors to create a vision board. Do you
know
we've talked about this? I start talking to my seniors, probably in like October, November, December. I just start mentioning, thinking about your session, talking about posing boards, talking about styling, what kind of outfits do you want to wear? I ask them to go to Pinterest and to start looking at images, or if they're looking at some of their friends' images from years past, what images do you love? Like what are they wearing? What time of year it is? Because that helps us prep for their session, gives us an idea of the type of images they love. Is there movement involved? Are they sitting? Are they standing? Like, what are the types of things that they like? And then their outfits too, that will help them put together their outfits. If they're drawn to those sundresses in the summer, if they're drawn to those flower fields, that all can be found in their inspiration boards.
Yes. Because if they want, like, let's say wildflowers, typically that's early summer. It's not going to be in the fall. If that's like their one thing they know they want, that's going to tell us when they need to do their session. They may not be thinking of that. They just know they like that look. Or let's say they like something on trend, like a lot of motion blur. Like, you know what I mean? Like typically we wouldn't shoot that, but if we see that on their board and that's something they want, well, then we know that we're going to slow our shutters, be down for a few pictures, so they have that if that's what they really wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Those inspiration boards help me out a lot. In getting to know my senior and what they want and what they love.
Hey, photographers, let's talk about the secret sauce for unforgettable travel sessions. It's location and light. You can have the most stunning clients, but if the spot is off or the light is harsh, it's game over. That's where my travel scouting guide comes in. In this freebie, I break down exactly how I find the best locations and plan for perfect lighting every time. From apps like Sun Surveyor to help you track down the sun, to All Trails for uncovering hidden gems, I've done the trial and error so you don't have to. This guide will save you time, energy, and let's face it, stress. Ready to scout like a pro? Grab the freebie using the link in the show notes and let me make your next session your best one yet.
Now that we've talked about the location and making sure that our clients are, you know, prepared and ready and they've got their clothes, let's talk about the actual getting ready for the session. Like, you and I are now packing up gear. What goes through your mind on session day? You know, I don't wait till the last minute to do this. I'm doing this usually the morning of, or I'm doing it the night before. What do you do when it comes to prepping your gear?
Well, the first thing is my batteries, right? I know you're the same way. Like, so if we're shooting every night, like Sarah said, the night before is when I'm charging the batteries. If it's something where it's not as often, I feel like I do it the morning of, you know, it just depends like the flow of it. Cleaning your lenses before you head out. Nothing's worse than you get there and you're like, oh, my lenses aren't clean. I need a couple minutes now to get these cleaned up. Memory cards, making sure you have extra because you just never know if one is like, oh, this one doesn't work all of a sudden. You know, it's worked perfectly for the last five sessions, but now it's saying an error message on your camera. Make sure you have enough cards for that. Also, I like to bring an extra camera. I mean, you and I both shoot with two cameras usually, but if you didn't and you have an extra camera, have it in the car. I just did mini sessions and it wouldn't focus. And I did figure out it was the lens. It wasn't the camera. And so luckily I had extra, you know, cameras and lenses that I could use.
I always know I've got certain lenses I use for certain sessions. So I always make sure that I've got for like my senior sessions, I'll pack an 85 or I've got a 28 to 70. For if it's something other than a senior session, I might go to like my 50, like for brand photos or something, I might use my 50 or my 20, what is it? 24 to 70. But I make sure that I've got the right lenses for the session. I also pack like reflectors. I don't like to take external flashes or any external lights for any outdoor sessions that I do. But if I need a flash or any type of lighting, I will pack that too. I do bring the backup cameras. I have also, I know you are in the Midwest, just like I am, bug spray is
yes,
and must.
Bug spray and like gnat spray, because it's yes. Two separate things.
Yes.
And you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. I'm packing those types of things like bug spray. I know the one time we ended up in a field and we got into some poison ivy.
Oh no.
So I now pack with me the antihistamine, like a little ointment or gel with me in case we should get into something that might create some kind of like a reaction. I do pack some of that kind of stuff with me. But I'm always packing that kind of stuff. Wipes in case we, you know, get our hand, like something, if she should sit on the ground and her hands are dirty, I always bring a towel just in case feet should get dirty coming out of the creek. I always have water shoes in my car. And then I, this last year, added a changing tent.
Yeah, that's right. You did.
My seniors can now change into, when we're out in the wild, so they don't have to try and do that in the car. And then I also have a wagon. So if we're going to be at a location, like at like a state park, and I've got, you know, this area that I want to cover for their session, I will bring my wagon along and it'll carry any extra gear, any extra clothing. So mom doesn't have to pack that around, shoes, you know, jewelry, all that stuff, cell phone, so it doesn't fall in the creek or whatever it is. But those are just some extra items that I pack around, with me. And then, you know, if there's an emergency kit that you want to create for girls, like bobby pins,
safety pins, fabric tape,
lint rollers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of all the things in there. What else?
Like little stain removers, maybe if you should get dirty or something.
Static, like the static little static, bottle.
Thing. Yep. Just little things. Hairspray. Do you have a little bottle?
Get my hairspray in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just little things that you can be prepared for that maybe mom or
a comb. Sometimes I think I throw a comb in there even because you don't know. Hair ties.
Trying to be prepared for something that's unexpected. Yeah. As far as packing up your gear, you and I use, I think, the same case, don't we? Backpack.
Love it. Yep.
Camrette.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep.
Camrette backpack. I will pack that up the morning of. Batteries are all charged. I don't bring any, I guess I do bring some, like if we're going to be sitting on the ground and the ground, you know, girls, if they got their cute little white dresses on, we don't want to get it dirty. So I might throw in like a foldable rug or something for them that we can kind of fold up and they can just kind of sit on, or a plastic bag or something that they can just tuck right under the little bum so that they don't get that dirty. I do pack something like that. I ask my seniors to make sure they eat before they come to their session, or at least bring a bottle of water or something, because during those hot nights, I mean, it's hot. I mean, August, 90 degrees, sometimes humidity is 100 degrees. It's hot, to be prepared for those nights, and then bring your extra makeup in case you're sweating.
And especially they can get kind of that shine, you know?
Yeah.
Just a little bit harder to get rid of that.
Just to remove that. Yeah.
Or if they need to put lip gloss on again. I mean, there's lots of reasons why.
Just to check things. Yeah. I have a funny story. So I had a girl. We went to a state park and her mom was coming from work and she was coming from work. So they drove separately and they get there and we go through her session and we're near the end. And I was going to have her lay. She wanted to pose where she was laying on the ground in this tall grass.
Yep.
And she was wearing a cute little cami top and she wanted to put her hands behind her head.
Yeah.
And her mom looked at her and she goes, "Did you shave your armpits?"
Boy.
And she's like, "No." And she's like, "And you want to lay on the ground? We didn't shave." So mom, thankfully, had brought a shaver along.
No, she didn't.
We were shaving her armpits at the state park. It was hilarious. I will never forget that. I will always remember that from her session. Oh my God. Laughing, standing in a field, shaving her armpits. Thank God mom remembered that. Because I don't have that in my kit. Maybe I
did not put that in mine either.
I should throw it in my kit, but it was funny. That was one of the things that I always remember from her session was shaving her armpits in the middle of a wide open field so that she could lay on the ground and do this photo because it was one of her favorite photos. So just funny story.
That is funny.
Anything happens. I mean.
Yeah, really anything.
Anything can happen.
They have fake nails that come off like the press. Yes. On. Yeah.
I've had a few of that happened like that and they didn't bring the glue with them. So they're like, we got to do something where we can hide this finger. So it's fine. We can do that.
Yes. Yes.
Cause I'm not photoshopping a fingernail on.
No, not happening. Nope.
What do you do? Sure. What do you do about weather when it comes to session?
Oh, so I always leave buffer in my weeks for weather because that in the Midwest, you and I both know that's very unpredictable. Wind is always a factor. I feel like that we're always struggling with 5 to 10 is basically a normal day. Yeah. But if it gets up to 15 to 20, then it's questionable, especially with long hair. Boys, you're not so bad, but girls, it is, you know, a problem. Right. So for in town, I have backup days. When I'm traveling, I usually have at least one buffer day, but you kind of have to have a backup plan. Like maybe we could use a coffee shop or, you know, a library or even like more of an urban setting where there might be buildings to block. Let's say if it's wind or something like that. But what's your plan for that? Do you have
it's
a different?
It's pretty much the same. Yeah. It's always, I swear to God, it's always windy. And I'm my second job in the summer is like a weatherman.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I am watching that weather like a hawk. Like I'm watching it a week out. I'm watching it four days before a session. I will reach out. So if it starts to look like weather is going to be very windy and I will go to the hourly. And I'm praying to God that my weather app and the weather app I have, I really love because it's pretty darn good. It's called, I don't even know which one it was called. Underground, I think.
I don't have that one, I don't think.
Wonderground is what it is.
I don't have to look. I don't know if I have that one.
I use Wonderground and it's.
I do have it. Okay.
It's very accurate. Like if that's. My app compared to anybody else, this one is usually pretty accurate. And I'm checking that hourly all throughout the day. I'd like to give my seniors at least, if I know it's going to be raining that day and I'm looking 3 days out and they're still calling rain, I will more than likely call the mom and say, okay, I build in some buffer days just like you. I'll be like, okay, if we're going to shoot on Monday, I'll just say, I've got availability on Tuesday or Thursday. Does either day work for you? Let's just reschedule. I did have a session one time. We got a half an hour into it. The hourly wasn't calling for any rain. And all of a sudden, a storm cloud popped up and it's raining within 20 minutes of being into her session. We just called it, rescheduled it for the next night or two nights following. And the weather was beautiful. And I always like to tell my seniors, don't worry about it. Like, don't stress over the weather. That's my job. Don't worry about it. If it starts raining, we just reschedule. I mean, obviously the universe has a better plan. We'll just go with it, right? I mean, don't stress over it. I'm not. But I always tell my seniors, don't stress. Let me stress about the weather. You don't need to do that. I will make the call whether or not I feel like 20 mile an hour winds is going to be too much. But yeah, I'm easy going when it comes to weather.
Usually the wind starts to die down towards sunset, but usually it's like 15 minutes before. I swear when you're watching the hourly, but sometimes I'll say we could always start in the studio if they wanted to do some studio ones and just see if it's died down enough to go on location. But yeah, Midwest weather, I feel like we are in our own little vortex of.
We are. Yeah. Unpredictable weather. You never know what it's going to be doing.
Yeah.
And what do you do? I mean, you obviously, when you do a family session, when you've got an entire big family coming together and everybody's home for the weekend, are you just finding a different location that's going to work? You know, if it is windy, or are you just going with it?
We've did both. Well, before the studio, I feel like we would like try to find a building or something that would have a little bit of shelter, even if, you know, depending on what side you were on it, you know what I mean? Like the wind always is in the direction. Now I always have that option of the studio. I can be like, if it's a large, like extended family session and people are coming from out of town and you can't pick another day, we always have that option. And usually if it's rainy, it's not great light. So then it's more like studio lighting. I mean, it's just a total different view of, you know, session, but it's doable.
Right. And I've run into that a few times too. I mean, when I shoot weddings, you have no makeup day. Like you have got to find the next best thing and you have to be prepared. Another thing too, is when you're in a situation like that, where there is no makeup day, you as a photographer have to make the next best decision as to what to do when it comes to lighting. So scouting that location and knowing your location beforehand is very critical in that situation. I've done weddings where it was raining the day of, and I kept watching the weather thinking there was going to be a break in the clouds, that it was going to stop raining at some point. And it eventually did. So the bride and groom, they just trusted me and they're like, okay, we know you know what you're doing. Yeah. I was not at all worried or concerned. I'm like, there's going to be a break in the clouds. But the only thing I had to keep telling them that was, when that time come, your bridal party needs to be ready. Like, it is going to be go time. Make sure your family is all here. It is going to be, everybody needs to listen. That's when you need to take charge and you need to say, okay, this needs to happen in this amount of time. If you want these photos, everybody needs to listen and we need to get this done. Like, you've got to take charge. Because there's no makeup. There's no makeup day. And that's what makes weddings, I think, stressful too.
I agree.
I have done more location scouting at venues that I've never been at, looking for shade, driving around town, wondering where we can go to do these pictures in, because they're in the middle of the day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They're getting married at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or they're getting married at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and they want their photos all done beforehand. Okay. What's your lighting like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? It's harsh. It's bright. It's not ideal, but you have to make it work. So doing a lot of location scouting for that is obviously critical. Let's just recap a little bit of what we talked about. Location scouting, which is huge. If you don't have an app on your phone, go get it. We'll put a link in our show notes to the two apps that we use. Outfit review, you know, make sure you're talking to your clients. Make sure you've got some kind of communication that goes out to them. If you want to see what their outfits are beforehand, ask for them. They're more than happy to send you a text message or an email with pictures to their outfits. And then just prepping yourself and your gear. Don't wait 5 minutes before your session. You're running out the door with your bag that you haven't even looked at. You don't know if there's any cards in. You know, make sure the cards in your camera are formatted. They're ready to go. Batteries are brand new. You've got all your lenses and you yourself are prepped for the session, because who wants to show up stressed out, running late? I mean, you could get down the road and come upon an accident and you could be 10 minutes late. Like, that's how quick things could unravel in a session. Get there early. I always get there 20 minutes before the session, just to get myself ready. And then, you know, just making sure you're checking weather and staying on top of that for your client. Cause I don't want my clients to stress about that.
Same. Yeah, exactly. All that. And even for us, sometimes we have to bring a jacket with, if it's a little bit cooler. Sometimes I bring my rain boots if we're in tall grass, depending on, or if I know we're gonna be down by the beach, I might wear my Birkenstocks just so I can slip them off quick. If we're in the Badlands, my hiking shoes. I mean, you know,
yeah,
you can have your own stuff that you need to bring, but yeah. And you're going to be less stressed if you're more prepared. I mean,
oh, absolutely. And this, and I feel like the session's going to go so easy. Yeah. It's going to be so easy and it's going to be more relaxed and it's just going to kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Versus stressed, tension, like just all the things. Yeah. Yeah. So I think today's action item would be to maybe create a prep list for yourself. You know, all of the things that, you know, create a checklist for yourself, just for yourself, to make sure that you're touching base with your clients, checking on outfits. Have you scouted your locations? Do you have everything ready for you? What are the things you need to get ready for your camera gear? What is it you need to pack your car with? Just create your own checklist if you don't have one already.
I agree. Yeah. You'll feel more confident and your clients will see that you're more confident. They'll make them feel more at ease. Yeah. Just many reasons for it, but for sure.
Right. And they'll see how organized you are. And you know what, when they're impressed with that organization, they'll be like, she was really good to work with. Like she had her shit together and knew what she was doing. So yeah, that's another game changer for you too, as well. But today we're going to give a freebie away. You have a freebie, don't you?
I do. I have my location scouting freebie and it talks about the apps that I use and why I use them. And there's even a video showing me using, I think, the Sun Surveyor app. So we'll drop that in our show notes.
Awesome. All right. Well, until next time, we will see you in the next episode.